In Pakistan, a dramatic political turn. After insisting he would not surrender his role as chief of the army, reports are that President Pervez Musharraf has agreed to do just that. The agreement was worked out in secret negotiations with the former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. It would restore civilian rule to the country. As described by the Bhutto camp yesterday, she will be able to return to Pakistan and corruption charges against her will be dropped. Musharraf has yet to confirm he's taking off his uniform, but he's made clear how much his power as president comes from being the head of the army. In an interview last year, I asked him whether, as president, he had control over Pakistan's intelligence service, known as ISI, and this is how he answered.
These are ideas which are held by people who don't understand the control that an army chief has on everything. I post people to ISI. I am being the army chief. And I would be silly if I was to post people who are not loyal to me or who are not in line with my thinking.
That was President Musharraf a year ago. We turn now to Washington Post reporter Griff Whitty in Islamabad. Hello.
Hello, Renee.
This move to step down as head of the military by Musharraf is quite significant.
It is. It's really something that could turn Pakistani politics upside down, and it's a deal that would have been unthinkable 6 months ago, but Musharraf has had a truly awful spring and summer. His problems began when he tried to fire the Chief Justice in March, and that prompted a rebellion against him on the streets of Pakistan, with lawyers coming out to the streets and demanding that the judge be reinstated. And he was reinstated in July, and that created additional headaches for Musharraf because he now has a hostile Supreme Court at a time when he's trying to win re-election. So it really reached a point where Musharraf had no other option but to strike a deal if he wanted to stay on as president.
And Benazir Bhutto would be the person who could possibly allow him to win that next five-year term?
Well, Benazir Bhutto runs the most popular party in Pakistan, according to recent opinion polls, her Pakistan People's Party, which, interestingly enough, is a party that was created to oppose the role of the military in politics. And she has enough support, it is believed, to really sway the presidential election in Musharraf's favor to allow him to continue on as president, provided that he steps down as army chief.
Remind us what role Pakistan's Supreme Court has played in all of this. Obviously, the civil unrest surrounding the suspension of the Chief Justice, you know, had something to do with his being weak. But what else?
Well, the Supreme Court had indicated recently that it was in no mood to go along with Musharraf's plan, which originally had been to not allow either of the former prime ministers, Benazir Bhutto and Nawaz Sharif, to return to Pakistan. And he also had a plan to get himself reelected from the current parliament, which is about to expire, while still in his army uniform. And with its recent decisions, including a decision to allow Nawaz Sharif to return, the Supreme Court has indicated that it would stand in opposition to any kind of plans Musharraf had to consolidate power.
Now, Nawaz Sharif, who you've just mentioned, the Prime Minister Musharraf ousted in the 1999 coup that brought him to power, what is his standing and how does he fit into all of this?
Well, he has the real potential to play a spoiler role here. He has said that he is not going to do any kind of deal with Musharraf. He has chastised Bhutto for talking with Musharraf in the first place. And he has said that he plans to return to Pakistan in the coming days and that he will oppose Musharraf's plan and that he will run for the parliament. He had not been all that popular, really. Most Pakistanis were quite happy to see him leave when he went into exile in 2000. But the fact that he stands against Musharraf, who is at this point incredibly unpopular, and the fact that he is the only real major leader out there who has said that he's not going to be dealing with Musharraf, puts him in a position where he could conceivably get a fair amount of popular support.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Renee.
Washington Post reporter Griff Whitty in Islamabad.